Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I guard and take care of my heart. The scripture that supports this confession is Proverbs 4 and verse 23, and it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from it. So I want to take a moment to first of all, I want to explain that when, you know, I don't think that they're saying, I don't think that the writer of the scripture is saying to guard your physical heart. Although I think it is important to do that through proper exercise and proper diets, you know, not spending time around people who drain your emotions or who just suck you dry and they never invest anything into your life, or, you know, just things like that. It is important to do that for your physical heart. But what this scripture, I believe, is talking about is the heart as it is the seat of your being. It's the seat of who you are. So I actually want to share what Merriam-Webster's, did I say Webster's? I meant to say Merriam-Webster's online dictionary defines it as it pertains to what I just said. And it says that the heart is thought of as the place where emotions are felt. And then, you know, another description is personality or disposition. Another way to put it is one's innermost character, feelings, or inclinations. The central or most or innermost part. The essential or most vital part of something. And, you know, another description of heart means like, you know, someone's got a lot of courage. They, you know, you say, oh yeah, you got a lot of heart. I mean, like, you have a lot of nerve. You got a lot of courage to do and say the things that you do, right? And that's not what I'm talking about either. But specifically what I'm talking about is like this, this description said, your innermost character, feelings, or inclinations. The central or innermost part of you. So I want to describe this to you so that you can also get a better understanding of where I'm about to go. So as an active duty Navy Supply Corps officer, I have never actually engaged in combat. A lot of people have that misconception. They see like the pictures that I have of, you know, me doing weapons training and they think, oh my God, she's going off to war. No, no, not really. I'm just going to support the warfighter wherever they go. And a lot of times it was either, you know, or I don't want to say a lot of times, but sometimes it was, you know, supporting ship drivers. So I was out in the middle of the ocean on a ship with ship drivers. Or, you know, I did a deployment once with explosive ordnance disposal guys, basically guys who chase and defuse bombs and might get blown up with it if they don't, or divers. Another customer base that I had was Marines. All of these people are war fighters. And what I do as a logistician is I get them what they need, where they need it and when. But I had to sometimes go where they went. And it was always necessary as a part of my job to understand, okay, if you are engaged by and attacked by your enemy, what do you do? And the reason why you have to know, and you know, you're not really expected to have the same level of proficiency as the warfighter, but you are expected to know because you're going where they go. And say that you do have to engage, say that you do have to, for some reason, step up to the plate. You got to know how to survive if you get hit by the enemy. You have to know how to survive. So think of this as surviving. Because when you don't protect your heart, when you don't protect your innermost being, your character, your thoughts, your emotions, you leave yourself open to basically not surviving. And what that looks like is when you don't guard your heart, you spend a lot of time around people who degrade you. You spend a lot of time around people who are always take, and they never give, or they give what they want to give you, which is very minimal in comparison to what they take from you. You spend a lot of time around negative people. You spend time around people who tell you, well, you're never going to achieve that. but they want you to support them when it's time for them to pursue their dream. Or, you're working at a job where you're abused. And I don't want to make it sound like it's like a catastrophe, but you're working at a job where you're underpaid, underappreciated, and other people get the credit for your work and you never get recognition, but you know that you could walk off that job and go someplace else. Why are you doing that? Or, you know what, you're in relationships for single women, you're in, or even married women, you're in a relationship with a guy or a husband who, is abusive, or he just does not appreciate you, or it's really not a real relationship. It's some type of situation or some type of setup where he's getting his needs met, but you're not. So, what it means to guard your heart is to not put yourself in life situations where your innermost being, your inner character, your thoughts, and like it was saying, your inclinations are negatively impacted by the choices that you make and the people that you choose to be around and the situations that you choose to put yourself in. So the way that you remedy that is that you have to be careful what you put in front of your eyes, what you put into your ears, and what you allow to be spoken over you. And you have to be watch, you have to be mindful. You have to watch who you allow to come into your life. Sometimes you can't help being around people, certain people, but you surely can. You surely can minimize the time that you spend around them to the bare minimum so that you are not poisoned by their negativity, their abusive nature, their manipulative nature, or anything else like that. So again, today's confession is I guard and take care of my heart. Remember to join in for tomorrow's confession. And remember to confess your way to success.